Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Good morning, diarrhea!
It's time to wake up. It's 5, and we're live.
Oh, is this thing on? I don't care. I want him to hear.
This is the pregame show, your early morning shot of sports on 95.7, The Game.
Come on!
Oh, yes. Welcome in, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. This is the pregame show with Joe Spadoni right here on 95.7, The Game. Welcome in on this beautiful Tuesday. It was not raining this morning when I was driving in from Oakland, so that's going to be a good day. I think we're good. There was no hail, no snow, no lightning, no thunder. It was windy, a little wind, so still be safe out there driving on the roadways if you're just getting off work, just getting ready for work, getting ready for school, getting ready for any trips you got around the neighborhood. Well, just be safe. Always like to have that policy right here on the pregame show. And we have an awful lot to get into and not a long time to do it. Just 1 hour, folks, before tossing it over to Bonta Hill and Joe Shasky, the morning roast. I know they're fired up. Good Lord, that chat yesterday. Lubman, if you could hear me in the other room, my God, you and Shasky about Farhan Zaidi, and I'm sure they will get into it on air. But my goodness, just take a 30-minute power nap and receive like 65 text messages whether we like Farhan Zaidi or not. And we'll get into that on the pregame show as it pertains to the San Francisco Giants and their spring training, this outlook on the upcoming season for them. So we'll get into all of that. LeBron James, big injury for him. This is per Shams Charania of The Athletic. There's fear Lakers star LeBron James is likely to miss an extended period of time with his right foot injury. James suffered the injury in Sunday's win over Dallas, played through it, and belief is he will be sidelined an indefinite amount. And that just sucks. That sucks. If you're a fan of the game, and I know here in the Bay Area, he is not, let's just say he's enemy number one for a lot of people. In sports, it's sports, so it's fine. I get it. He's a villain. And you know what? Villains are good. And he has been the face of the league now for a long, long time in the NBA. And it just got me thinking, with this foot injury, with this Lakers season, what these Lakers seasons have been the last few years now, just not good, underwhelming, underperforming ever since their title in the bubble. Has LeBron James played his last meaningful game in the NBA? Has that already happened? That's kind of crazy to think out loud. Like, this guy has been on top of the league for the better part of two decades, and he might just not play a big game anymore. Now, you can say, well, what's a big game at this point? Well, for LeBron James, a big game is like a Western Conference Finals or an NBA Finals. I don't think he's sniffing that again in his career. Now you can say, Joe, you're overreacting. Said he could be back within 10 to 15 games after that, potentially. Well, you know what? After that, I don't think they're going to be even stiff in a play-in game. And if you're looking at this as a Warriors fan and a Warriors perspective, this is huge because it directly affects you in the standings. You're fighting for a play-in game, potentially, and this could be a team, this Lakers team, could be a team that you're facing. And how they were playing, 3-1 since the All-Star break, since all these trades have happened, they've been looking pretty damn good. Now, no LeBron. If they even somehow still make that play-in game, I find that hard to believe. That's good for the Warriors. Now, for the league, it sucks. And if you're a fan of basketball, it sucks. You never want to see LeBron out. It's not fun. You never want to see a Giannis or a Steph Curry or any of these guys out. Hell, LaMelo Ball, young talent, fractured his ankle. He's out for the season. So injuries have been a huge part into why this season, this NBA regular season, has kind of stunk, if we're being honest. And they have a chance to redeem themselves if you're the NBA and watching this, because there's going to be a lot of action in the Western Conference heading down the stretch here. And it just got even more crazy with this foot injury to LeBron James. So 888-957-9570, 888-957-9570. That is the Xfinity Mobile text line. You can call that number, text in on that number. You can hit me up on the YouTube chat. We are up and running on Twitch and YouTube. Hello, Ronell. Hope I'm pronouncing that correctly. On the YouTube chat, good morning, Bay Area. Good morning to you. Appreciate you chiming in there. 415 on the Xfinity Mobile text line. Huh. All the steroids and HGH that LeBron takes cannot beat Father Time, and they cannot fix foot problems. Who hurt you, 415? Who hurt you? Relax on the allegations there. No chance. LeBron has been a physical freak since the kid's been in high school. He was anointed as the chosen one at a young age and has been one of the very few superstars to exceed those expectations bestowed upon him. Doesn't happen a lot. And you know what? You're going to miss him when he's gone. Whoever sang that iteration of that song a bajillion times. But you're going to. You may not want to admit it if you're a Warriors fan. But you need a good villain. And LeBron's been a good villain for you this past decade. He has. He's been a good villain for the league. Now, a lot of the negative aspects, and we just saw this in the All-Star game, All-Star weekend, some of those negative aspects surrounding him, whether it's creating super teams, not participating in the dunk contest, right? Oh, he complains a lot. The theatrics. Well, he did the theatrics in that Dallas game when he said, I felt it pop, and a lot of people were giving him grief about it. Looked like he was right. There was a pop, and now he's out in a definite amount of time. So, you know what? It just sucks. Because I think this season, towards the end here, was really ramping up in the Western Conference, and it still is. It still is. We'll still be tuning into the Warriors tonight. 6 o'clock Warriors Live, John Dickinson. He'll have all that coverage for you leading up to the game, and we'll have all that coverage and play-by-play with the great Tim Roy right here on 95.7 The Game for the Blazers and the Warriors. Looks like Draymond Green is questionable now to play tonight. Got good news on the MRI. It was clear. He's all good there. That is good news. Draymond Green hopefully is back tonight playing against Dame Time and Damian Lillard, so cannot wait for that. 888-957-9570, Xfinity Mobile text line. 408, LeBron has played an additional 3 to 4 years with all the finals trips. Kind of hyperbole, but he's played a long time. He's played an awful long time in this league. And it's been amazing to watch him this season at 38 years old and what he has been able to do. And it gets me into this. I say all that to say this. Appreciate your superstars while you have them. Because Father Time, quote-unquote, is undefeated. Although I think Tom Brady kind of defeated it, but that's neither here nor there. But guys like him, Tom Brady, who I just mentioned, he's done. LeBron James, I think he's got maybe a year left. Steph Curry, He's getting old. He's getting older. Championship windows don't last very long. This Warrior season, it feels like this might be it. This might be that last championship window for Stephen Curry. And he's progressing well on the court. He's doing individual drills. He's doing all that. Not cleared for contact yet, going up against people. But you know what? If all signs are pointing to what we think they're pointing to, he should be back hopefully in time for that Lakers game this Sunday, which unfortunately got a lot less interesting. But nonetheless, you could be playing a team with D'Angelo Russell and Anthony Davis. Jared Vanderbilt's playing on fire. So it still could be fun, but would have been more fun to see them play if it was LeBron v. Steph. Appreciate your superstars, folks. Appreciate them. El Guero on the YouTube chat. Hey, Joe, who are you taking, Poole or Fox? Last year, a lot of people said Poole is better. It's a great question. That's a fun little question I haven't really thought about. Both young guys in the league. Both kind of similar games, but Fox, I'd say, doesn't have the shot that Jordan Poole has. But I'll say this for De'Aaron Fox. A lot more opportunistic on defense. He's quicker. I think he could finish at the rim better. Not saying Jordan Poole can't. He can. But right now, if you're telling me, the all-star De'Aaron Fox, I'm taking. And that's no slight to Jordan Poole, but listen, Fox is a one on his team. Jordan Poole is not. And I think he's kind of regressed a little bit this year because he's been asked to do so many different things. Now, he's been playing a lot better at times, but he'll still have stinker shooting nights like he did the other night against the Minnesota Timberwolves. So I'm still taking De'Aaron Fox in that one. And I think a lot of that has to do with what we've seen this season. Because if you're going to ask me last year, I'm taking Jordan Poole. But Jordan Poole hasn't had to have been a one on this team, well, since this year. Now, you can argue it had been Klay Thompson, the leaders on the floor, but the number one scoring option, a lot of times this year, has been Jordan Poole, and he's been underwhelming. Light the beam, all that, it's happening with De'Aaron Fox in Sacramento. So, yeah, taking De'Aaron Fox, El Guero on the YouTube chat. Not even close, actually. Not even close, now that I'm thinking about it. 888-957-9570, 888-957-9570. We're talking superstars not being able to end their careers. Basically, it never ends well with superstars. Ever. Like, you can look at Michael Jordan and say, well, he won his sixth title and kind of went out on top. Yeah, but then he came back. And then what happened? You see what I'm saying? Like Tom Brady, he just ended his career in a horrible wild card loss. It was still in the playoffs, so I get it. Division winner. But at home against the Dallas team and defense, I kind of just kicked his ass. Looked disinterested. And that's going to be the lasting memory for a lot of people. Now, I'd choose to think of his Super Bowl win after going to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers against Patrick Mahomes and co. That whole defense just lighting him up. But you even think about Tom Brady. And now LeBron. I think he's played his last meaningful game in the NBA. Barry Bonds. Kind of just, you know, went out into the sunset. All these guys, all these special talents, it's so hard to end on a positive note for them. It rarely happens. We were talking about in the chat in the morning roast, and Bonte mentioned Magic Johnson, another guy at 32. His career was cut short. What could have been? So, listen, all I'm trying to say here on the pregame show at 888-957-9570, 888-957-9570, can we enjoy these guys instead of tearing them down constantly? Is that so hard in today's media? I understand. It's debate show. It's Hot Topics. It's the First Takes. It's the Undisputed. I grew up on that stuff, and I love it. Kind of a reason why I got into this business a little bit. But I'm not in the business of tearing down constantly just to prop up the guy that I like. I did it for far too long in my younger days. There was always the Kobe versus LeBron debates, right? Now it's LeBron versus Jordan. Steph versus LeBron. Giannis versus LeBron. Giannis versus Steph. All this sort of stuff. Can we just build these guys up instead of bringing them down constantly? Is it that hard? Is it? Is it? Come on. I know we have a lot of hate, but let's spread the love around a little bit, all right? In honor of Valentine's Day, even though it is 14 days, 2 weeks actually, to the day that it's ended. It's the last day of February, by the way. Congratulations. You've all made it. No leap year this year, right? It ends the 28th, correct? The whole leap year thing, I never know what it is. I don't even get why we have a leap year. Let me know at 888-957-9570, 888-957-9570. Ricardo Martinez, he has some good ones of athletes that did go out on top somewhat. John Elway, Peyton Manning, okay. I'd argue on those teams that they went out on, they weren't the best players on said team. I mean, Peyton Manning, my God, was shot putting the ball at that point. He was a shell of himself on that Broncos team at Super Bowl 50 that won at Levi's Stadium against Cam Newton, Ron Rivera, Luke Kuechly, and the Carolina Panthers. But to your point, he still went out on top. John Elway, another guy. Terrell Davis is probably the best player on that team. But again, went out on top, back-to-back, Super Bowl champion. So it does end well sometimes. But for the guys, for the best of the best, and John Elway and Peyton Manning, they're Hall of Famers. They're not Mount Rushmore guys for me. LeBron James, he's in the argument for the best. Michael Jordan, the best. Tom Brady, the best. Hell, Joe Montana, second, 1A, 1B, whatever you want. Didn't end well for him. Steve Young, just look at guys here in the Bay Area. It does not end well most of the time. And again, if you're just joining us, Lakers star LeBron James likely to miss an extended period of time with right foot injury. James suffered the injury in Sunday's win over Dallas, played through it, and the belief is he will be sidelined an indefinite amount. And that was per Shyam Charania of The Athletic. Just tough. Was looking forward to that game this Sunday with Stephen Curry potentially coming back. And we won't get that Steph versus LeBron matchups, and it's unfortunate because it felt like this was going to be the first time in a long time since probably that play-in game a couple of years ago where LeBron hit that ridiculous three over Steph Curry, and he said he couldn't see in his left eye. He's so full of crap with that one. But, yeah, that was going to be a huge game this Sunday at the arena formerly known as Staples Center. That sucks that we won't be able to get it. That sucks. Luigi Buscemi. Yeah, John Elway is not on my Mount Rushmore. Would you like me to name the guys that are on there? Patrick Mahomes, and this is in no order. Patrick Mahomes, Tom Brady, Joe Montana. And you know what? I said Peyton Manning wasn't on there. John Elway, potentially. See, I feel like there's such a huge gap between Patrick Mahomes, Tom Brady, and Joe Montana, and then there's just the rest of the guys. And if we're just going based on talent alone, I know he doesn't have the hardware to match him. I'm taking a guy like Aaron Rodgers over John Elway. If we're just going based on talent, what I've seen growing up and watching. Now, John Elway's been to more Super Bowls, got blown out in more. He was asked to do more on those teams, I get it. But if we're just going who I've seen and who I've watched, yeah. I'm probably taking Aaron Rodgers over him. Drew Brees is up there as well. Again, only the one Super Bowl. John Elway was the best player on those teams that won the Super Bowl. He was a good player. He was a good quarterback. He was very long in the tooth. It was Terrell Davis. We all know that. So come on, Luigi. You don't think Mahomes... Oh, Luigi's getting to me on the YouTube chat. You don't think Mahomes is already better than John Elway? You're high then. Shout out the Wake and Bake takes for Luigi Buscemi on the YouTube chat. It's not even close. Mahomes is going to end up being, and probably with another Super Bowl win or two with these next 5 years or so that I'm sure he's going to get. He's already the greatest quarterback talent I've seen ever in the history of the NFL. And he has a good chance of becoming the best. I don't know if he'll match Brady in the hardware. He's going to have the longevity. Maybe he needs to hit up Tom for that TB12 diet. Shout out avocado ice cream. Maybe he needs to hit him out there. But you know what? That's a conversation for another day. Don't get me started, Luigi, this morning. Don't need it. All right? 5-1-0, that's what it was for LeBron, the play-in game. I saw, quote, I saw three baskets. I aimed at the middle one. All right, buddy. Okay. 510 Xfinity Mobile text line, explaining the leap year to me. The Earth takes 365 and a quarter days to rotate the sun, so every 4 years you have to cover the extra quarter day. Thank you, 510. That makes a lot of sense. Shout out science. Shout out the Chabot Space Center. Visited there with young Benjamin over in Oakland. That was a lot of fun. Recommend it if you got any little ones, or if you want to do a little date night, something like that. We were talking about, by the way, date nights. Shout out Love Line with Sam Lubman. We were doing that yesterday. And don't worry, Sam, I'm not going to turn it into a whole segment. I'm not going to do that to you. No, you were a good sport yesterday during the morning roast when everyone was recommending first date ideas to you and airing out your love life. Appreciate you. But again, yeah, Chabot Space Center. Good little date night. 415, I think you're selling John Elway a little short on his athleticism. The dude was going to be on the Yankees. I'm not saying John Elway wasn't an elite athlete and one of the great prospects in the history of quarterbacks. He was a hell of a quarterback, Hall of Famer, we get all that. Probably a top 10 quarterback, easy of all time. Patrick Mahomes is better. And he's already surpassed him. Yes, that's just a fact. 510, we were talking about not graceful endings to superstar legends in their careers. Dan Marino, another one. 510, Expedia Mobile text line. God, who did they play in that playoff game when they lost? Like, it felt like 60-3 or whatever. I was watching a whole one of those SB Nation like documentary things where they do like a 20-minute like, did you forget this kind of thing? And it was it Jimmy Johnson? Was it the Jimmy Johnson-led Miami Dolphins? Yikes. That's a good one. That's a good one. Yeah, we're seeing a lot of John Elway. That ended well. That ended well. Absolutely. 888-957-9570, 888-957-9570. Talking Warriors. And Anthony Slater joined the Morning Roast yesterday. And the big conversation was regarding Andrew Wiggins for a lot of people yesterday. And what's going on with Andrew Wiggins? We still don't know. Don't have any updates there. He's dealing with some personal matters. It's been a couple weeks now. Hasn't been back with the team. We're monitoring that. We are hoping the best. Anytime you're out for an extended period of time, and it has to do with quote-unquote personal matters, your just mind just starts to wander. And you're hoping the best for him, his family, his mental health, all that. Anthony Slater, our 95.7 The Game Warriors insider, joined us yesterday and talked about it.
And as far as Wiggins, this is about as private as I've ever seen an organization like hold something that's going on with somebody's personal life, which is, you know, very fair by them. It's you know, all we've been told pretty much is that it's a family issue he's dealing with. And there are people within the organization, I'd say, that you guys might expect to know what's going on. Not even they do. You know, I've had people come up to me and, like, you know, wondering if I know more than they do, and I don't, because it's just, you know, it's just being held in a very tight circle and private. And it's something that, you know, even as a journalist, that it can be tough at times, but you kind of got to allow privacy when people really want it, when it comes to a family issue.
Absolutely. And that's Anthony Slater on 95.7 The Game, Warriors insider, covers the team better than anyone else. And he knows, like, these guys do have access and scoops that we'll never be able to see until maybe even after a season, or they may never say it at all off the record, yada, yada, yada. But he's even saying, like, hey, I don't know, and I'm not pressing the subject. So definitely a serious, serious thing. And again, hoping the best for Andrew, his family, his personal matters, his mental health, whatever. Trying to cover all my bases. Just wishing the guys okay. Because any time, anyone, let alone, you know, an athlete that you don't even know personally, but, you know, a friend, family member, and they start going off the grid a little bit, and it's a couple weeks, and you don't hear from them, you get a little concerned. So, Andrew, we're hoping the best for you, man. Hoping the best. 888-957-9570, 888-957-9570. Back to our original topic about ungraceful and sports endings that just, you know, don't end well. We're talking Dan Marino and 510. Yeah, thank you. The game was 62-7, Dan Marino's final game in the NFL against the Jacksonville Jaguars in the playoffs. Yikes. 62-7. And Dan Marino, he's an interesting guy. And I was just talking about this. There's not a lot of guys. Me and Lubman, actually, producer extraordinaire for the Morning Roast and Garlic Fries and Baseball Guys, we were talking about it. Guys that are remembered fondly still And it was because of Damian Lillard said, I'm the best player ever for my franchise. And he just said it straight up. I was like, oh, that's kind of a weird thing just to say randomly. You don't really hear guys during their careers just say that. Probably should win a ring first. Shout out Bill Walton. But we were talking about Dame Lillard and guys that are going to be remembered, even if they didn't win a ring, remembered as one of the greatest of all time. Dan Marino, I feel like, gets tossed into quarterback conversations. Top five still for a lot of people. I was like, top five? And he never won. He never got back after losing to the 49ers and Joe Montana in that Super Bowl. Never got back. It's hard. But he still played at such an elite and high level that people have such reverence for his play. I wish I got to be able to see this guy in person. Hell, I guess I kind of did, but I was like 6 years old and it was the end of the days and he was losing to the Jacksonville Jaguars 62-7. But I feel like everyone talks about if he was in today's NFL, he would be like a Patrick Mahomes type. That quick release, that arm, the fake spike, all that sort of stuff. Dan Marino, definitely remembered as one of the greats of all time to never win a ring. So that's a fun little conversation as well. Yeah, 510, extending mobile text on. That was the Mark Brunell-led team. Sneaky good little career, Mark Brunell. I remember, played forever, it felt like. Played into his 40s. He was a backup for the Jets forever with the Sanchez. 888-957-9570, 888-957-9570. YouTube chat, hit me up there if you have any questions. Giants for life. Elway had 2 years where he threw better than 60%. Great prospect, just a good NFL quarterback, not top 10, LOL.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
I think he's top 10 Giants for life. He's definitely a top 10 quarterback of all time. Maybe even top 5. Probably. The amount of Super Bowls he went to, the amount of teams he carried with bad defenses. He got blown out early in his career, one of them against the 49ers. Yeah. 60% is an average thing today. you better be above 60% completion percentage. Back then, it was just like, man, if you got to 60%, it was legit. So times have definitely changed. Times have definitely changed. We're going to take a quick break here. Easy enough for me to say. Come on back. We're going to get into more from Anthony Slater. He joined the Morning Roast yesterday. He had some interesting thoughts on the Golden State Warriors as they take on the Portland Trailblazers tonight. And all that coverage here starts at 6 with Warriors Live, John Dickinson, before tossing over to the great Tim Roy, who will be on the call right here on 95.7 The Game. So we'll have all that pre- and post-game coverage for you here. Don't go anywhere. This is the pregame show. Joe Spadoni, 95.7 The Game.
Now, back to the pregame show on 95.7 The Game.
Welcome back. Pre-game show, Joe Spadoni, 95.7 The Game. Talking NBA, talking Warriors, Western Conference, and a big blow to a potential Western Conference play-in or playoff team for the Los Angeles Lakers, that is. This, the latest per Shams Charania, fear that Lakers star LeBron James is likely to miss an extended period of time with his right foot injury. James suffered the injury in Sunday's win over Dallas, played through it, and belief is he will be sidelined an indefinite amount. And, you know, we were talking last segment about whether LeBron James has played his last meaningful game in the NBA, which kind of sucks if you think about it. But you know what? It rarely ends well for athletes in sports. And we were talking about, you know, some sports athletes that did end well for. And a lot of them said John Elway, Peyton Manning was on there. Sam Lubman mentioned Ray Lewis to me for the Baltimore Ravens. Yeah, and it kind of turned into a John Elway versus everybody debate, and it kind of I triggered a lot of people on the YouTube chat and on the Xfinity Mobile text line. 925, Joe Jabroni, God, I love you, 925. You bring it every single morning, and I appreciate it. Joe Jabroni, quarterbacks played in fear in the Marino-Elway era. It was open season on receivers, too. Your lamentations are naive. Wow. Elite grammar from you, 925. Using lamentations, sensations on me. Okay. Are you insinuating that Patrick Mahomes could also not play in that era? That he could not scramble around with that arm? Given the kind of defenses this guy sees in today's day and age, the complex schemes that these guys are putting together, you don't think Patrick freaking Mahomes couldn't have played in the 80s? Come on. What are we doing? Mahomes is the greatest football talent we have ever seen. Talent. And that goes for John Elway, who is a hell of a talent. I'm sure a lot of you, the older generation that saw him at Stanford, you know. I'm saying Mahomes is better. I don't think that's a hot take. And I did not expect here on a Tuesday, the last day in February, to be talking about Patrick Mahomes versus John Elway, but here we are. And it's Patrick Mahomes. It's not even close. I'm taking him. Morali on the Xfinity Mobile text line. Good morning, Spadone and all the roasters. Appreciate you for checking in. 925. All right, now you're just being mean, 925. Jake Plummer over John Elway. Let's relax here. 408 Xfinity Mobile text line believes LeBron has two or three more years. Two or three more years just to play? Or, like, because I don't think he's playing another meaningful game in his NBA career. And maybe I'm wrong. I hope I am, because I just love watching the guy play. I think the sport's better. The league is better when he's really good. We need more stars, not less. And it's going to be a sad day when the LeBron Jameses of the Stephen Currys, the Kevin Durants of the world are gone out of this league. Because I do think there is a big shoe to fill with some of these guys heading out in the next couple years. Who's going to be that next face? Is it Luka? Giannis? Who else is it going to be? There's going to be a big shoes to fill, and I'm not so sure Adam Silver and that NBA are ready for when these guys hang it up. And right, what I've been seeing from the All-Star weekend, NBA might be looking at some tough times if Curry and LeBron, Durant, and all these guys are moving on soon. And I know
It's cyclical. Maybe the next chosen one, if you will, is going to come out of here soon. And it's going to be a seamless transition like it was in the NFL just recently with Brady to Mahomes. But I digress. Francis Clome, however you want me to pronounce it, on the YouTube chat. Mahomes is the Steph of the NFL. It's a good comp. Exciting, young, exuberant, just like Steph was for the Warriors this past decade. Took the lead by storm, multiple-time MVP. I don't know if he changed the way the game is played, but maybe at the quarterback position, he's doing it better than anyone's ever done before. We've seen kind of what Mahomes has been doing the past decade with what Aaron Rodgers has done with the Green Bay Packers, but Mahomes is doing it on such an elite level. We've never seen anything like this before. We haven't. Hell, on one freaking leg, he showed why he was the MVP and greatest, one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time. It's not even close. Not even close. 415, Xfinity Mobile text line. Elway was a good quarterback, but most of these people getting all riled up about him probably had a retirement home. Shout out Sonny Akers. Let's get you back to bed, Grandpa. My fingers hurt. Oh, your fingers hurt? Well, that means you just pulled landscaping duty. Anyone else's fingers hurt? Yeah, I didn't think so. Can I trouble you for a glass of warm milk? You can trouble me for a warm glass of shut the hell up. God, I love Happy Gilmore. So good. So good. 650 Mobile Text Line. Mahomes could play in any era. Difference is in the 80s, he'd be taking hits. So question is, could he say, he was taking hits against the Eagles. The guy looked like he broke his ankle. Went back. Looked like he was better than ever in the second half against the Eagles. The notion that he couldn't play. Quarterbacks still get hit today, folks. They still get injured. He had a high ankle sprain throughout the playoffs. These guys get hurt. Also, they had also had painkillers in the 80s. Maybe not to the effect or to the degree they have them today, but they still had them back then. This notion that quarterbacks today could not play back then because they were quote-unquote getting hurt. Tom Brady played half of his career in that same skill set and same rule set. He was still getting knocked to his ass in the early 2000s against those Raiders, against those Ravens defenses. Okay? Look at that Rams Super Bowl. He was still getting his ass kicked in that game too. So don't come at me with guys and quarterbacks today not being able to play in the 80s because they were just getting hit so hard and the receivers were getting hit. Please. Still a violent game, inherently. Now, it's more catered to the offense. I'm not arguing that, but these guys are still getting hit. They're absolutely still getting hit. Slevin Calebra. Hope I'm pronouncing that correctly. Like all the names I'm getting here on the YouTube chat. Can we talk about Wiggins missing 3 crucial weeks? Everyone deals with family issues at times without having the luxury of missing work indefinitely. Well, you know what? I would hope that if something was going on in your personal life, that your workplace would be able to cater to it. And if it's a medical situation, then legally they should have to. And yes, it is a private situation. And as Anthony Slater alluded to with the morning roast yesterday, he's not going to be pressing into that matter.
And as far as Wiggins, this is about as private as I've ever seen an organization like hold something that's going on with somebody's personal life, which is, you know, very fair by them. It's you know, all we've been told pretty much is that it's a family issue he's dealing with. And there are people within the organization, I'd say, that you guys might expect to know what's going on. Not even they do. You know, I've had people come out to me and, like, you know, wondering if I know more than they do. And I don't, because it's just, you know, it's just being held in a very tight circle and private. And it's something that, you know, even as a journalist, that it can be tough at times, but you kind of got to allow privacy when people really want it, when it comes to a family issue.
There you have it. Got to allow for the privacy. And it would be selfish as us as players, selfish as fans, to hold these players to such a degree where it's just like they're going through, whether it's a mental health struggle, whether it's a family matter, something serious. Yeah, you better get out there and play real quick. If it's taking this long, listen, it's not something you can just sweep under the rug, whatever this is. That's all I know. And if you're out here getting mad at the fact that he's not back, look inward, is what I'm trying to say. Look inward and have some empathy for someone who is potentially in a very serious and scary situation. Goes back to what I said earlier. Can we try to bring people up instead of tearing them down? I don't think it's asking for much in today's age. A lot of tearing down, a lot of getting angry. Let's just try to be a little nicer. Don't be a jerk. Quote to live by there. Don't be a jerk. 888-957-9570, 888-957-9570, 650, going back to the Patrick Mahomes performance in the Super Bowl. Xfinity Mobile text line, stop with the Mahomes nonsense. He wasn't injured. No one runs like that on a high ankle sprain. Stop! Dude's faking it. In case he lost, he had a narrative. Okay. I don't think he was faking it. He was definitely on some painkillers, I'll say that. He wasn't faking it. Stop with these conspiracy theories. He had the high ankle sprain throughout the playoffs, and he definitely re-aggravated it in that game when the Eagles linebacker rolled up on it, and you could see it twist the other way. I saw it. 650. I saw the ankle twist the other way. So I know that had to have hurt. So don't come at me with that crap. And I'm a Raider fan. I hate Mahomes. I hate his guts. I hate Andy Reid. I hate all of them. But I still have to give the props when they are due. He is the greatest quarterback talent in the history of the NFL. And he is better than John Elway was and whatever it be. Sorry, get over it. Got one more segment here for you. 888-957-9570, 888-957-9570. Xfinity Mobile text line, YouTube chat. Hit me up there. It's the Crossover next as Joe Shasky of the Morning Roast joins me for a smorgasbord, a poo-poo platter, if you will, of topics. We're getting into the Giants, him and Lubman's exchange. I can't wait for that during the Morning Roast. We're getting into some of the Warriors and some of these nonsense takes I'm getting about revisionist history quarterback talk. Right here on the pregame show, Joe Spadoni, 95.7 The Game.
Back to the pregame show on 95.7 The Game.
Welcome back. Pregame show, Joe Spadoni, 95.7 The Game. One more segment here for you before tossing it over to Bonta Hill and Joe Shasky, the Morning Roast. They're fired up this morning. You know, Lubman is. Shasky's already sending a bunch of content in the text messages. I should get to this. And by the way, before I bury the lead, Warriors taking on the Blazers tonight. Coverage of that starts at 6 with Warriors Live right here on 95.7 The Game. John Dickinson will have that before tossing it over to the voice of the Golden State Warriors for 95.7 The Game. The great Tim Roy will be on the call as Dame Time heads to the Bay. And it's always fun to see Damian Lillard. Wish Steph was playing against him because it seems to bring out the best Stephen Curry. Definitely brings out the best in Jordan Poole when he sees the Blazers. He's damn near averaging 40 points against him this season, so can't wait for that matchup tonight. All eyes will be on Chase Center. Okay, speaking of the Warriors, apparently late last night, like, it just turned into James Wiseman watch. And listen, if you're not following along, James Wiseman, obviously, was traded for Gary Payton II. There was a whole big thing about it. Physicals, broken trust, if you will, investigations from the league into the Blazers, yada, yada, yada. Warriors got Gary Payton II back. Detroit's got James Wiseman. And the rest is history. Well, is it? Because I feel like it's going to be a lot of James Wiseman watch, if you will. And I smell a new segment potentially sprouting up on the Morning Roast with that one. Stay tuned for that next hour. But James Wiseman last night playing for Detroit against the New Orleans... No, I almost said New Orleans. I did say it. Charlotte Hornets, who, by the way, lost LaMelo Ball to a fractured ankle. That stinks. One of the bright young players in the league. He's out for the season. That sucks. James Wiseman, 9 of 11, that's good for 81.8% field goal percentage. So 23 points for him, 7 boards, 4 offensive rebounds, and an overall pretty good night on the sheet. Tied for the highest points for the Detroit Pistons, along with Hamidou Diallo. And it was a good performance, good for James. glad to see him. He was smiling on the bench. If you're looking at highlight videos, he was rapping. He was having a good time with his teammates. I am so happy for that kid. I am rooting for him to succeed in this league. And it feels like a lot in the chat, they are not rooting for this guy to succeed. In fact, there's a lot of salty fans out there who, again, this goes back to bringing people up instead of tearing them down. I think a lot of Warriors fans want to see this kid fail. I do. Straight up. And I understand you don't want to feel like your team got the short end of a stick. But if you're already trading for a guy who's not even going to help you now and may not even help you until the playoffs, a place you might not even get this season, and Gary Payton II, why root against James Wiseman? You got Gary Payton the next couple seasons. I understand that you don't want to feel like your team got. I understand that. But it's just weird. It's just weird. As Joe Shasky joins me for the crossover, and we were just talking about James Wiseman, Joe, and this notion that we have to root against players after they leave your team so it feels like you didn't get the short end of the stick. That's what it feels like it's turned into a lot. Either a pro Wiseman and you want to see him succeed, or you want to see him fail because you don't want your team to feel like they lost out on something. And I feel like it's normal for a lot of fan bases. You're going to see that with Jimmy Garoppolo and a lot of Niners fans wishing that, ugh, I hope he stinks somewhere else. See, told you he wasn't any good. Why do we have to tear down players constantly? Why?
I see adults tearing down 12-year-olds.
It's weird. Oh, you see it firsthand.
Okay.
CYO.
So let me just say this right now. I'm not surprised, and it's because of the insecurity of those. Right? When you're insecure, or you think that you made the wrong decision, or whatever it is, or you think that that person threatens your family, your child, whatever, some stupid stuff, people resort to weirdness. Most people are insecure.
Yes.
I know we don't want to admit that.
No,
out loud.
We all are.
I freely admit how insecure I am.
Oh, totally.
But like the James Wiseman thing's so funny, because I'm going to give you the diagram. This is the Venn diagram, or not Venn diagram, this is like the flow chart.
Okay.
Okay. Did Wiseman do well? Okay. Did the team win? Oh, they didn't? Well, let me go back to, see, none of these stats mean anything. Then it goes to the other side. Did he do bad? I knew it. People want to have confirmation bias. Look, the reality is this. When it's T.O. going to the Eagles, whether it's Alex Smith, Joe Montana leaving, Ronnie Lott leaving, like certain players you root for, all right? Those that don't burn it all down on their way out the door. That's the way I view it, right? Like, so, for example, if I'm a Seahawks fan, I understand being angry at Richard Sherman. Because when he left, he wanted to tear the building down.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
I have no ill will toward Kevin Durant.
No.
Now, a lot of Warrior fans do. I don't think it makes a lot of sense to me.
Yeah.
It just doesn't. Like, I'm very appreciative for what he did. James Wiseman, why are you mad at him?
It's weird. Right?
What
like, I'm seeing this on Twitter, and it was kind of the conversation, like, just, yeah, you know what? Well, cool, he had all those points, but he couldn't have helped us. I was like, okay, can we just root for the kid and his success somewhere else?
Here's my favorite thing.
Like, it's just weird.
But did they win? Did they win?
He's on the Pistons! They suck!
Newsflash, the Warriors are 500.
God!
Like, we're looking down on people.
Yeah, oh, also the Hornets, they're a horrible team. So are the Pistons!
Exactly.
They don't have Cade Cunningham, their best player.
Who's one of the...
God!
If you were betting on the next 10 years of a player, he's at the top.
Oh, he's going to be awesome.
Right?
He's going to be awesome. And by the way, I think I butchered a name. My brother, shout out Ray Spadoni, checking in. He's listening via the Odyssey app.
Oh, hey, Ray.
Shasky, shout out Ray Spadoni. I totally butchered Hamadou Diallo.
Oh.
Okay. He plays for the Pistons. Butchered his name. He said he's one of his favorite players. Put some respect on the man.
I mean, that saves the show.
That saves the show.
Thanks, Ray.
Yeah, thanks, Ray.
Can I get something off my chest? This is not a guru gripe.
Okay.
I'm fed up.
Oh, boy.
I'm fed up with the bureaucracy in San Francisco.
Oh, no.
No, I just went real quick. We all understand homelessness is a real issue in the city.
Yeah.
To me, it's a state issue, right? I think the state itself has failed California, all right? This is not a downtown San Francisco problem. You know why? Because, you know, Walnut Creek, Burlingame, Daly City, etc. Everybody's homeless come to this particular area. And I don't blame them. There's a reason that they do. But it's bigger than the city of San Francisco. For the third time in 6 months, Joey, I was driving past Alamany. There's a little freeway underpass, and they have to clear it out once every month, okay, because of all the junk and all the crap and all the stuff that's there. Another fire, okay? Now, look, I don't think this is an egregious thing to say out loud. Two things can be true. We've got a homeless problem that I am empathetic to some degree. Secondarily, I want safe streets. I want my community to be safe for my family. All right. If I don't keep calling in these stupid fires that are happening left and right, right, something's going to happen very bad. And I'm going to feel the guilt. That's number one. Number two, do I understand? Man, maybe they're setting the fire because they're cold. Absolutely. There are so many resources. We spend hundreds of millions of dollars to try to clean this up. And to me, it's a band-aid on a gunshot wound. I'm not trying to get all political. What I'm trying to say to you is that, dear God, we have got to do something better than just throw money as a city at the homeless problem.
Yeah.
Yeah. Joey, it's driving me. It's a fentanyl. We are talking deeper. This is not like the mother with three kids who's homeless. I'm talking about the fentanyl drug user who has literally chosen to live on the streets and is gathering crap and walking around with a garbage can of junk to set on fire because they want to be close to their dealer. It's out of control.
It's sad. It's out of control. I wish I had the answer. It's a complex one. It's nuanced. There is politics involved. There is a lot of drug use involved. There is mental health aspects involved.
No, I think that starts mental health. Yes. My brother-in-law is gone, okay? He had very severe mental health issues, right? There were so many systems in place where he would go to. He'd be there for a week or two, and then he'd leave. Why? Because he wanted out.
Yeah.
You know, and he died in the streets. Like, I'm just telling you the truth. Like, it pains me to say these things. So it has hit my family, and I know well aware. I step out of the car after calling into 911 a fire this morning. What's the first thing I see on the floor? A giant poop.
Not dog.
I'm just fed up. This is what I would say to all the politicians and all the normal people out there. I don't want to argue about what's working and what's not working. Clearly, it's not working.
Yeah.
Do you want a safe community? Do you want the people that are seriously, severely, mentally ill out on the streets to get help? We've got to demand more from the state. It's just, Joey, I'm sorry, because it's not just San Francisco. Have you seen Oakland around the Coliseum?
Yeah.
Have you seen Skid Row in L.A.?
Yeah. No, young Benjamin, he is going to grow up driving through communities that have just lots of homelessness.
How old is your son?
He's 3 years old. Okay. So it's just going to be normal for him to see just people that are living out in the streets.
Imagine this. In 6 years, my brother was 9 years old. We would go everywhere in the city. He'd have a skateboard. I'd have my bicycle with the pegs on it. Would you allow little Benny at 9 years old to just freely roam the streets of Oakland?
In my neighborhood, yes. I have the Laurel District where I live. Okay. I am actually feel very safe about the people that I am neighbors to in my community. There are parts, if I go over the overpass, I probably would not feel as safe. Just over the overpass. That's not very far away.
Joe, yeah. And I'm not saying that every community, your kids should be able to ride the bike at 9 years old. It's just, I'm looking at it and I'm saying to myself, like, my grandma used to take us on the streetcar downtown. Would I want my mom taking my brother and sister's kids on the streetcar downtown this day and age? I probably wouldn't.
No. No, well, it's, again, this is a nuanced situation.
I know. I'm sorry. I'm so fed up. I don't mean to go all political, Joe.
No.
Did I hijack the show?
No, you're fine.
The thing you did
hijack as we pivot back to sports for a little bit.
I'm sorry.
The things you did hijack, the group chat with you and Sam Lubman, can you give me a tease of what you guys are going to get into on the morning roast when it comes to the San Francisco Giants? What's going on with Farhan, huh? What's your gripe with Farhan Zaidi, Shasky?
My gripe is the team doesn't have any good players. It's that simple.
What? What are you talking about? They're the 19th ranked MLB pipeline via Keith Law. 19th in 5 years is pretty good, right?
Oh, my God, dude. You know, I just...
Sam's back there right behind you. Be careful.
Joey, like, honestly, nothing bugs me more than being boring and average. With a bunch of old players. Like that to me is the fastest way to have me get frustrated and angry.
I have my footnotes of anger for Giants fans real quick. I didn't even get to them. So it's just.
What? Footnotes of anger?
Well, this is just. But it's just what
FOA?
We, it's. You know what?
Not FOH?
Haven't signed one big name free agent.
Uh huh.
And that you even kept. If you want to put Rodon and Gosman, not big names.
Yeah.
But that's fine. Rodon, maybe, but you didn't even keep him. One playoff appearance.
Uh huh.
And a mediocre farm system.
Wow.
He needs to make the playoffs or he's gone this year. That's it.
Can I ask you a question? You reading the text thread every single night between me and Lubman, is it funny?
Oh, it's great. It's content. This is what I need. You guys provide content for me in the morning. I always use, and by the way, I think a lot of the hosts are afraid to use this because they say, I saw so-and-so say this. I give you guys straight credit. I was on the YouTube chat and so-and-so said this. And I'm just going to say it.
You know what? Puff Daddy made an entire career out of sampling music. Why can't you sample texts?
That's what we do.
Exactly.
Content. You guys are all, we're all creating content for each other. Again, build each other up. Not tearing him down. Back to James Wiseman. That's Joe Shasky. He's going to be joining Bontale next. Morning Roast coming up, 95.7 The Game.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.